good morning. Off to the races. Hey, we are getting ready to roll into the holidays, and always love to make money on holidays, man. When everybody's taking off, I love making money. Love those overrides coming in where you set something up. You know, just it's always fun to have that happening. So hopefully you got your business up and running the way it's supposed to be. You hadn't taken off yet and getting things happening. So I'm going to, today I'm going to kind of walk through, we'll keep going down this whole thing till the end, pretty much till the end of the year, about the marketing plan and business plan. And, you know, the whole mindset of being able to, automate, optimize, you know, going into next year, because, you know, I got a couple ideas on, you know, when you start thinking about your goals and everything that's going on, the first thing you should do is have a goal of having fun, right? You know, I was listening to this advisor podcast, and it says, would you rather be on the golf course playing golf with one of your prospective clients and maybe a CPA that's referred you business, or would you rather be sitting by your desk? All right. And I'm like, no, I'd rather be on the golf course doing that. So anyway, so all this should everything about optimizing and building and stuff like that. First off, there are some of the things I think are fun. Making a lot of money is fun. All right. So I want to make a lot of money, which is fun. And then I want to have fun making a lot of money, which is even better. And so, I mean, where else? That's the ultimate. If you could have fun and make a lot of money and have a life and have a business that pays you while you're not working. And when you are working, I mean, you know, that's pretty cool. So today I'm going to kind of go into that mindset. Also, we're going to have Stevie Boy do a little something to we got some good ideas that we're adding to STP that you're going to like. And so anyway, but we'll get rolling here. And as always, Lucas is a support man if you have any issues with anything. And I did see, I saved a screenshot. I'll have to ask Steve about it that I saw on the Sales Team Pro group. If you're not on the group, get on the group. I read those things. We always pick up a lot of good ideas from that. If you have any great ideas that you want to roll out for this coming year or anytime, you know, as far as campaigns, get with Kristen, or you can send it to ideas. And Kristen, of course, runs all the training. I heard training was incredible. I'm going to have to check all this stuff out that came up. Michael Cash, you've been getting all these reviews, buddy. I have to check you out and see what all happened. But I got it. Ray Binkley sent me something. Kristen sent me something. I mean, we got everybody singing your praises about what's going on. So anyhow, with all that being said, we'll get rolling. Of course, kickoff is going to be December 11th. It's going to be a very important kickoff. Only if you have not got your business plan done, we've been working on this now for, you know, started the 1st of November, talking about building your marketing plan. Well, your marketing plan is also part of your business plan. You know, your GPS, your goal, your plan, your schedule. You want to have all this stuff written out. You know, I've got a whole outline on how I go about doing it, which, you know, I've got my to-dos and my not-to-dos and my priorities and my task list, and, you know, my delegation and all the things that I want to get done. And so we'll be working on that. So I would get all of your team on that. One of the things I know is this, if you put it on paper, I went to Atlanta one time and I had just gone full time. It was in 1985 and got married August of 85. And the first 2 months decided I'd go full time. And I think I made zero the first month, had some chargeback, made $75 the next month. And I drove to Atlanta to listen to Bob Safford and drove down there and by myself, as broke as can be, and listen to Bob's whole plan, which started out with Think and Grow Rich and getting your goals written and all that kind of stuff. And then in addition to that, his 3-hour-a-day prospecting system. And so did that, the third party referral system. I learned that thing. And in 1986, after making $7,000 in 1985, in January, I made $3,100. And that year I made $36,000. And as a result of that, it changed everything because I could afford to live and eat and stay in business. But one of the keys to that was written goals. Read your goals every morning. Every time you get negative, you read your goals. So then what you're doing is you're completely flushing out all the negative and you're looking out to the future, where you're going to go and what you're going to do, stuff like that. So this kickoff meeting is designed for that. If you don't have your goals done, you still got time. You want to be off to the races to where you've been clearly focused in on what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, your schedule, everything. You want to have that already mapped out now. All right. But if you hadn't done it, and then this will give you the tweaks to make it happen. That's why we're doing this. We got 9 months and 3 months, 38 days left. I know that a lot of you are doing things you've never done before, only because you started thinking about it. All right. And so we're going to keep talking about that. But today is going to be kind of the 10X Fund Biz Plan. All right. And the 10X Fund Biz Plan is you start thinking bigger about things. I mean, that's the first step, and recognize that you can go do a lot of things in a short period of time. We're going to, in January, what I want to do is when we have our kickoff, we're going to do a lot of different stuff. But the January kickoff is I want to hear from people that did 9 months and 3 months, and what did they do and how did they change and stuff like that. And so we'll be pulling that off. So anyway, so the 10X Fund Biz Plan. All right. Talked about this last week, and I tell you this every week. Listen to Jay Abraham's podcast. It's called The Ultimate Entrepreneur. It's the best podcast on marketing and mindset as it comes to business and growing things that you're ever going to do. He says there's only four ways to grow a business. The first one is you increase the number of clients, all things being equal. Hey, you know, let's get more people, more customers, right? The next thing we do is we increase the average transaction size. So, and never forget, and I've told this story before, had a guy come in, young guy in the 90s, ended up becoming a good friend of mine. He came in and he'd heard me on the radio, and he came in and he started blowing about how much money he was making. All right. And I told him, I said, at that time, that year, I think I made about $400,000. It was in like 1994. And I told him, I said, well, you got one kid, I got one kid. We're about the same age. We're making about the same amount of money. You want to just do what I do? And he's like, sure. What do? I said, well, I got this much insurance. That time it was like $2 million of term insurance. And I put $5,000 a month into my investment account. So I've got a college plan. I put $1,000 in, and then I got $5,000 a month going in my investment. And I said, do you want to do that? And I was just sniffing the guy out, all right, to see if he was, you know, legit. He's talking smack. And he said, yeah. He said, let's just do that. And I said, well, what do you want to start with? He said, well, I got $40,000. All right. And he gave me $40,000 and $5,000 a month. And I was like, okay. I just did a $5,000 a month PAC. I'd never done that. Only reason I did it was because I was sniffing the guy out. I thought he was full of it. And the reality of it is he did that. And that's my boy GE. For those of you that know me and know GE, but anyway, so the average transaction value is a matter of just asking. Many times I would have all my appointments canceled, and I get on the phone and call the client up and say, hey, listen, you're putting in $200 a month and da, 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 da. If we were to bump that to 300, here's what would happen. All right. And give you an extra this. All right. Do you want me to go ahead and do that? And they say, yeah, okay, I'll make it happen. All right. So things like that, just to get a little bit more, you know, and I'm like, all right, an extra $100 a month. I'm sitting at home doing nothing. All right. An extra $100 a month. I'll make, you know, 4% or whatever, you know, times my, you know, $2.50 a month. All right, whatever, pays for my Starbucks one day. All right. But it's really do nothing money. All right. That's the mindset behind that. All right. Third one is increase the frequency of repurchase. That's where the 59.5 comes in. If you get all of their 401k money at 59.5, right, and rather than waiting until they're 65 when they retire or whenever it is, you're going to get paid up front on that, and you're going to get your trails on that from age 59.5 until they die. All right. Would you rather give up, you know, if they got $500,000, would you rather give up, you know, $600-$700 a year for 10 years while you're, at $7,000 bucks, $10,000. Okay, while you're waiting for them to retire. And all that is just following up and asking. That's why we put that thing out there. And then you get more residual value out of each client or recruit. So let me give you an example of what I did. Last week, I called up my American Funds wholesaler and I told him, I said, hey, I want to do something in January. He met me over at my country club. And I said to him, I said, I want to do an event, like a dinner for all of my clients, you know, the American Funds clients, is the main clients. And I said, what can you do for me? He said, well, I can do $35 per person. Okay. I can spend $35 per person. Then I got on the phone. I called Scott Leonard. I said, hey, this thing, can you get involved in this too with Lincoln? He says, yeah. So guys, I pushed it out to my RVPs. And I said, look, if you want to be involved in this thing, we'll do it. And we're going to invite them out to the country club. They're going to get heavy hors d'oeuvres. All right. Maybe a little wine. I don't know what's going to end up costing. All right. But we're going to bring that over and bring them in. And we're going to bring in American Funds, bring in Lincoln. I'm going to speak for a minute and we're going to do this. Well, I think I'm going to end up running like four of these things. I can hold like 200 people each. And it's going to do what? Lock in somebody forever. All right. They're going to love, you know, get to meet them and all that stuff. And also we're doing an invite that says, hey, if you know someone that's like-minded, that would like to have the similar results that you've been getting. All right. Then we're going to give you one ticket that you can invite a couple. Okay, too, that would like to have someone help with their money. So how about that? So now what we're doing is we're taking and turning this thing into getting more residual value. So I lock in what I got. In addition to locking in what I have, okay, I get them to bring their friend or family member or son or daughter or whatever it may be that, and these are people that have money. All right. I mean, I had one of my accounts that I looked at. I talked to the guy yesterday. You know, since 2003, his two funds have averaged 18.7%. All right. Since 2003. Is that nuts? I mean, I'm looking right on my transaction. I hit it. It says return and all of them are up, you know, ridiculous this year. So anyway, so this is the way you grow it. So you start thinking about, so, well, if I go out and I get to know these people and, you know, I had a guy yesterday I was on the phone with and he's been with me for 25 years. I had two of them yesterday, 25 years. And both of them have about $1.5 million each. 25 years. All right. I've been getting paid on that all that time. All right. And that's how we do it. So what we want to do is be thinking about, okay, let's grow our clients. Let's increase and look at getting all their money. All right. Let's increase their purchase frequency, meaning get them going quicker. All right. Sooner. All right. And then get more residual value out of each client or recruit. All right. By keeping them around, they're around longer. You know, they purchase more, they refer more, they maintain their account, all that kind of stuff. So basically what you're doing is you're constantly examining. All right. And measuring. All right. And then what you do is you know what you got. All right. And so today what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through some of my ideas on what I would put into the business plan. Okay. If you had a mindset that I'm going to take my business and grow it 10 times. And you say, well, hold on a second. You mean, you know, so, and when you hear that, you say, well, growing it 10 times. I mean, really growing it 10 times. Well, yeah, growing it 10 times. I made $30,000 in 1986. And 8 years later, I was making $350,000. And 3 years later, I was making $900,000, right? So, I mean, if you take $30,000 in 86 to $900,000 in 96, it wasn't 10xing, right? It was 30xing. All right. So you can do that. And then you start looking, you say, well, wherever you're at right now, what's possible? Well, let's see. If you're making, you know, $100,000 a year and you know, you got people in Primerica making $2 million, $3 million, $4 million a year. Well, that's 20, 30, 40 times what you're doing. So you say, are they brilliant? No, I'll tell you what, I'll never forget. I went and played golf with Jimmy Meyer and Rick Suzy when I was like just one of my first trip. All right. And one of my first trip to Hawaii, matter of fact, finished dead last in the trip. All right. Got there. I was like, you know, I can learn from everybody anyway, but there's one thing I could play golf. All right. Now I was as big, and that was when Jimmy and those guys were at the, you know, they were at they were the big peak, you know, they were killing it. They were like the big guys, you know, at that time. And I went out on the golf course with them and I'm like, I don't know. I realistically probably beat Meyer about like 40 or 50 shots. I don't know. It was, I mean, really bad. He's improved since then, but the point of it was, when I got out there, I was like, these guys aren't like magical. They're just good at what they're doing here. It doesn't mean they're like professional at everything they do, you know? So what if I get as good at golf at Primerica as I am as I play golf, scratch golfer, well, then how would I do it? And I start thinking about people, you know, how good are you at certain things? There's certain things, you know, I ask people, I say, hey, well, what's your hobby? Okay, what do you do? And they're like, well, I'm a musician. I play the guitar. Really? Are you pretty good at it? Oh, yeah, I'm really good at it. How much time you put into it? All right. And they say, oh, you know, as much as I can. All right. Or I did this many years, or I did this in college, or I did, you know, start playing golf. I was 10 years old. I'm 60 years old. I've been playing golf for 50 years. Guys, after 50 years of golf and pretty much every day, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, improving something, all that. You ought to be pretty good at it, right? All right. So what you need to be thinking about is, okay, what am I going to do to get good at what I'm doing? All right. And then when you get good at what you do, you're going to make a lot of money. So now you never have to worry about money ever again, unless you just completely are opposite of what we teach. All right. So you don't worry about money. You're good at it. It's fun. And so we go about doing it. So let's say we're 10X in security sales. Well, better admin is something you can work on. All right. Steve and I are working on something I think is going to be like the ultimate admin system that, you know, is going to, we'll talk about it in just a little while before what we're doing with it, but it's going to be cool. You know, you're going to like this. I mean, it's going to be something that's going to help you make money. So you got better admin. Now how do you get better admin? You go about putting together systems to get your business processed, right? I mean, systems to follow up after you close the business. That's how you get your rollovers done. You have systems to get them done. You know, if somebody signs a rollover transfer of assets, that doesn't mean anything. All right. So you get better admin, you get better agent training. You know, I believe this, that motivation is BS. All right. I don't buy into motivation. Just give me somebody that wants to win. They're motivated. All right. I don't know why, you know, they get more motivated the more they learn. All right. So if you're out there and you want to increase your securities business, train your reps on how to do business. All right. I did something back in the early days, and this was on the life sales, and we eventually did it on securities. But we would have a room full of people. You know, base shop was killing it. I'd have a couple hundred people coming to my base shop meeting, and I would get a life insurance application out, and I would hand everybody a life app. All right. And then what I would do is I would put up on the screen, I'd say age 40, 300,000, spouse age 35, 200,000. Preferred, non-tobacco, da 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 da, all this stuff. All right, figure out the rate. And they get, and back then we had a rate card. All right, now let me give you an example about the rate book back then. And this is something, we always sold it monthly, but they always made you have to calculate it annually. All right, then you'd have to convert it to monthly. So I had one of my guys, I said, why don't we put this on a spreadsheet to where we can calculate it monthly? How about that? And we changed the whole rate book, you know, and then give you an example. So it would say it was $1.30, age 30. It was always back then on a term policy, it would be just take their age and add a dollar. That's $1.30 if they're age 30. And we did that. And then we'd take $1.30 and we'd multiply that out. It was like 13, I think it's like 12 cents per month per thousand. And somebody would say, well, how much is 200,000? I said, that's $24 a month. Maybe how much is 400,000? Oh, it's $48 a month. How about that? See how simple that was? Just by training. So then what we did is we handed out the apps to everybody and had them fill it out. You know what I learned? Majority of people can't even fill out an application. They can't even calculate a rate. You're wondering how they can't, why they can't sell anything. Somebody says, hey, I'd like to buy some life insurance. All right, let me get back with you. Okay. All right. Because they don't even know how to do anything. So if you are out there trying to, get your securities business going, do the simple basic stuff and teach your people how to fill out the applications. All right. Teach them how to, do a rollover, how it works, that kind of thing. The next one is your presentation. Do you have a set skill set presentation, that you do things with? When I meet with people, I have what I call my investment building blocks that I go in and I meet with a client and I go through that investment building blocks and I go through and I explain, all these different things about, how to become an owner, Rule of 72, I do all that kind of stuff. Then I show this investment spectrum from all the way down to the money market, all the way up to the aggressive growth funds. And then I talk to them about how we choose funds, we look, and then I build this whole system around, all right, knocking out objections. And then I can sit down and present. And I say, if I'm too slow, just tell me to speed along because you're maybe further along. And if you have any questions, you can stop me along the way. But here, I want to just give you an idea of what we're talking about. Then I go directly into whatever fund group I'm going into. Almost every time, it's 100% pretty much American funds. So I'm going to do American funds. I'm going to put it in there. And then I have a set routine with American funds. I start on the website. I use the American Funds website as my presentation. I go to the website. I pull up the first thing I do is I say, you remember that spectrum of mutual funds from money markets all the way up? Let's go take a look. If you see here, they've got growth and income. They got bond funds all the way down. See that? Just like what I talked to you about. Now we're talking specifics. Then I go in and I say, well, based on where you're at, I'll ask them a few questions regarding their risk tolerance. How do you feel about, if the market were to drop right now, 15 or 20%, like back in March of 2020, what would you be thinking about? If you're telling me you're wanting to buy, then your risk tolerance is like much, much higher. But if you're telling me, I'd be scared, then you got a little bit lower risk tolerance. Where do you think you'd be if something like that happened? If right now we threw in and next thing you know, the market pulled back 20%, I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't like it, but now let's figure out when you're going to need to retire. When you're thinking about retiring, I'm 58 right now, probably 10 more years. Okay, well, we got a 10-year window. Okay, I got you. All right, let me show you. And then I go right into these model portfolios. So I bring these portfolios up and it says, here's a growth and income portfolio. I immediately go through exactly same time. I say, here's this one. It's got this much stock, this much bond. It's got this many funds. All right, let's take a look at a couple of the funds. I click on it, the Growth Fund of America. If you look at the Growth Fund of America, all right, it's been around, it's 15% of your money's in there. Well, that's got, that'll give you an idea of the size. It's got 257,000 millions. How about that? It's got 13 fund managers. All right. Here's a rate of return on it. Here's what it's done. It's done this. Remember the Rule of 72 has averaged 14% since 1974. Every 5 years, your money's been doubling. All right. I go through this thing. And then I go in, I say, and we're run, and it's being run. The expenses are this, which is half the industry average. It's invested across this. This is the 10 biggest holdings. Okay. That it has. And this one, if I click, it shows it's got 278 holdings. All right. And it's across every industry and every type thing. I go through there. Right. And then I come back. I say, and that's only 15% of your money. Then we go back. Right. I do it again. All right. And then I pull up something about Morningstar. Shows what Morningstar says about them. All right. And this is why I put my money here, all my family's money here. All right. This is what we do. All right. That's a presentation. I then pull a hypothetical out. I pull out the hypothetical and I say, here's what I would do. All right. What I would do for you. We got 1.4 million. I just had one this week. I said 1.4 million. And I go in, I say, you're about a 60-40 type pro. Let's just go back 30 years ago and check out what the American Balance Fund did. I do the Balance Fund. I show a systematic withdrawal plan starting in 10 years. Right. Let's put in this 1.4 million. Let's go back 30 years. Let's say you're sitting here. Now you got 10 years later, you start pulling on it. Here's what you pull. This is what you have. This is what will be left over for your kids. Make sense? All right. That's a presentation. All right. The reason I'm saying this is that I don't wing it. I don't pull out the yellow pad. That's not my gig. I go in. I have a step-by-step way of doing things. And if things, I do have feedback. One of the things that I've been doing currently is bringing up the objection about the stock market's at an all-time high. And I show dollar cost averaging what that does. Somebody comes in, this lady that I'm talking to right now, $1.4 million, it's a death claim. What about that? All right, claim. It's sitting in the bank. All right. Am I going to throw $1.4 million at the market? No, we're dollar cost averaging in. All right. So I'll show her how that works. And then Miss Klein, you know what we're hoping? We're hoping the stock market drops. How about that? Isn't that great? We hope it goes down. That's what we're hoping. We do. Guess what? We'll jump in even heavier. So work on your presentation. Have a specific set way that you do things and then teach that to people. And if you do that, you'll see your security sales go up. I had back in the early 90s, we were doing every kind of PAC you can imagine. We're doing 1,000 security sales a month. How about that? 1,000 investment sales a month. I go ask for additional money. Hey, John and Mary, I do a client review. We talk for a minute. Here's where we're at. Things are great. Hey, you got any extra cash sitting around? All right. You know, the bank's paying 0.2%. Anything just sitting. And I ask for it. All right. And then I bring it in. I have things that I tell people, say, look, if you don't think you're going to use it, we'll just put it in your opportunity account. All right. And what that is, maybe like a 60-40, you know, 50-50 type balance fund is going to be much better than what the banks get. And as a matter of fact, the dividends are going to, you know, increase your return, you know, 20 times what you're getting at the bank right off the bat. And hey, you may never use it, but if you do need it, you can get it. But that's your opportunity money, right? And might want to open a business with it. You know, maybe you get a great deal on something you want to do. Always bump the PACs, call back, ask for more, right? I do that. So what I'm getting is I'm getting the 401k rollovers. I ask, you got any old accounts? You have anybody helping you with your money? That's a simple question. Hey, by the way, John and Mary, have anybody helping you with your money? Do you think if you had a guy like me that's been doing something like this, that's all I do, I eat, sleep, and breathe it. All right. Do you think it might improve your outcome? Would you like for me to help you? All right. This is what I do, is really that. All right. Seminars, just like I talked about. All right. Seminars, webinars, you know, this, you know, thing that we're doing, we got dinners. I've been doing this kind of stuff forever, guys. I mean, I go in, that's in-service distributions. All right, we go get that. All right, get all these kind of things. So we're 10X in our securities business is what we're doing. We're going out there. So, well, what else do I have? College funds. What's the key to the college fund? Key to the fund. I just had a lady right before we got on here. She texts me and she says, this is what she says to me. Now, this is the kind of stuff you want to have from your clients. She says to me, where's this at? She says, hi, this is Pat. I would like to open up another educational fund for my grandson. If you would be able to do it, get it set up by next Friday. All right. That would be great. All right. Let me know. So hey, I'm on a few Zooms. I'll catch you later here and talk to him. But the point then is college funds, what's it do? It connects the grandkids. All right. And the sons and the daughters who are going to end up being making a decision whether or not they're going to leave the inheritance with you or they're going to leave the inheritance with, take it somewhere else. That's why you got to be working that. I always prospect it down and prospect it up. Hey, how about your son and daughter? Everybody tells me I teach this stuff in high school. That was at family financial workshop. Or if I get the son and daughter, what about your mom and dad? They have anybody helping? We go upward and downward, that kind of deal. Small business plans. You know, we'll talk more about that. Everybody's been excited about, you know, the individual 401ks and the, you know, the SEPs and the, everything along with it. So we're going to knock that out, get Mike involved in doing something more on that. So anyway, so this is when you're starting to optimize. All right. You're 10Xing. You're saying to yourself, wow, okay, I'm going to get my business going. Now, I'm going to give you a few things on this. Again, go back to agent training. All right. And I'll give you kind of the overview of the way I explain an annuity in just a second and how you go about doing it. So you got to train on it. If you want anybody to do it, they got to do it. Client education, I do what's called a comparison chart. So the first thing I always do with an annuity is I want to make sure and bring up the objections of the annuity. How about that? All right. First off, Mr. Client, what I'd like to do is I want to talk to you about a potential option for your money. But there's a couple negatives you need to recognize before we get into this. It's not for everybody, but I think overall the negatives are more than outweighed by the positives. So, for instance, the first thing is we put this money in. It's treated like an IRA. And if you pull it out prior to age 59 and a half, you're going to get penalized by the IRS 10% plus taxes. Number two, the expenses on an annuity are generally more expensive than a mutual fund. All right. And if you come out in the early, in the first 7 years or 6 years, depending on which type we do, you're going to have some surrender charges. So this is something you would never do unless you plan on leaving it. Does that make sense? But with that being said, there's a lot of benefits. Guys, I bought a Lincoln Durable Annuity in 2015, and I put it into a third. I put a third growth and income, third growth, and a third global. Put it in there and put it out as a one from an old, it's like $51,000. Put it in there. And so anyway, it's at like 98,000. So I thought, I wonder how well it did compared to like the three portfolios, same way with American funds. So I had it in American funds in the annuity, and I ran a hypothetical from the day I bought it, put it in. And do you know that the annuity outperformed the mutual fund? How about that? And it was tax deferred. All right. One of them was up like 86%, and then it was up like 89%, but it outperformed it and it was tax deferred. All right. Now, why is that? Well, because annuities tend to be the last money out, all right, compared to a mutual fund. So the fund managers don't have to do near the redemptions, all right, that they have by doing it. So as a result, if you want to put money in, and I can show that, I'll show my own of this annuity. This will put in 51,000 and it's worth 98,000, and the American funds, the same out, you know, allocation is worth like 94,000. All right. Like, okay. So the taxed, and it's tax deferred versus paying taxes if I'd have been in the mutual fund. All right. So then I go in and I do a comparison, and the way I do a comparison, I said, look, all an annuity is an insurance plan. All right. It's insurance. All right. People buy insurance all the time. Why do they buy insurance? They buy it for some reason to protect some risk. So we can get insurance on our money. The first place we can go to get insurance on our money is the FDIC. All right. And we go into the FDIC and we get insurance. Well, stock markets average 10% forever. And right now, if you put your money into a bank and you've got that FDIC insurance, you're going to get about 0.2%. So to have the FDIC guarantee, all right, it costs you, if the market's 10, it costs you 9.8%. It's pretty expensive insurance, but people do it all the time. All right. But they, because they want that guarantee. So if they do, if you feel like paying 9.8%, okay, to get insurance, okay, on average, well, then, you know, then that's the place to go. Now we can go over to what's called a fixed indexed annuity. Now here's what it does. It can only go up. It can never go down. And overall, you're going to pay about 5% to get that when it's all said and done. Because the market goes down, you get zero. If the market goes up, you're going to get a percentage participation rate in the up. And it's going to work out to be about 5%. It's expensive. I wouldn't buy it, but if compared to the bank, it's a great product, and it's tax deferred. All right. Then I got the next one lined up. So now we got this what we call structured annuity, buffered annuity. And I go through and explain that it can go down. You know, they have 20% downside protection. You got the upside protection. Do that. It's tax deferred. All right. Then I go to the variable annuity. We got all the up, all the down, and we got the lifetime income guarantee that we can put on it. Okay. To give you this, or we can go uninsured and just put it straight in a mutual fund. All right. So Mr. Client, do you feel it's, it might be important, is having some type of protection, some type of insurance on a percentage every month, something that you'd be interested in? And they're like, well, yeah, I think I might. Okay, well, why don't we do this? All right, and that's how we do that. I can have a comparison chart. Now, this is on a PowerPoint slide, all right, that I go through, and I'll post my little presentation deal that I talked about. Point being is, guys, the reason I do business, and I mess around all the time, and I still do. I do about $6 million a year. That's just the way it is. And I'm not working. Or matter of fact, I don't even like working, okay, appointments anymore. I'd rather do what I'm doing here. But the point being is I do about $500,000 a month. The reason I do about $500,000 a month is because I just do a few appointments on Monday and Tuesday. But if somebody sits down with me and I go through this stuff, all right, it's specifically done, all right? Additionally, I'm turning around and handing off. You know, they're getting educated, they're getting emails, they're getting everything under the sun. You can bring them in for retirement planning seminars and present it. You can do webinars again. You got all this. So this is doing what I call optimizing your system. All right. So today, and I've got all of these things, guys. I got, you know, client recontact, you know, how to do video training, all this stuff, you know, I mean, how to do a video, teach you how to use Zoom. That's a client review, the annual reviews, I can go through over and over and over on this, but I've taken up my normal time here. We'll get a few more things going, but anyway, with that being said, and to give you an idea how many I got, how many slides we got, let's see what we got here. Hold on. This is, hold on. So we got a few. What do you think? Is that enough? All right. So with that being said, Stevie boy, are you around? Steve, where's Steve at? Do I not have Steve? All right. Let's find out where Steve.
He can't get his mic to work, Roy.
Is that it?
Yeah. He says he's on, but his mic's not working.
Okay. All right. Well, see what we can come up with, Lucas, on that. And with that being said, well, we got some new people we're going to call on. Bill Harn, are you there? Where's Bill at? There he is. Hey, buddy. Unmute yourself there.
I'm here.
Hey, Bill. Tell me where you're at. And so you came to Nashville?
Yes, sir, I did.
Very good. Now, where are you? And tell us a little about yourself.
Savannah, Georgia. Been in the business for about 23 years.
Okay.
And thanks to Kristen, I'm on. She pushed me hard to get on here. Got me out of my comfort zone. Good. But Roy, I wanted to share a couple of pictures with you real quick.
All right.
If that's okay.
Yeah. So we.
So I did a lot of the stuff that you talked about doing. So these are my leads. That I've had over a period of time. And all those are from job fairs. They're from business overviews. They're from prospecting out and about. They're just from everything. I had Lucas load, I hired somebody to put them on a spreadsheet back in like 2008, 2009. And I got Lucas to load those up into Sales Team Pro at one time. And I was like, man, I'm just parking them there. So I pulled them back out. There's over 10,000 leads there. And because I didn't have emails, good emails for everybody. So I'm kind of working those leads back into the system. But anyway, I built my business mainly off of chasing recruits and premium because that's what we got recognized for. So a lot of my friends are smoking my butt right now and I'm running real hard to catch up with them. I'm used to be an industrial mechanic at Frito-Lay. So a lot of my buddies are retiring from there right now. And I had a epiphany the other night. I had called one of my friends and like, I asked her about her retirement. She's like, yeah, I retired back in 2018. I said, well, who's handling your retirement? She said, BB&T. She said, I didn't have anybody else. We didn't know where to go to. And I was like, holy crap. She'd been a client, but I guess she didn't know that side of my business. So anyway, I didn't sleep very well that last night thinking about that, but I had an appointment Monday with one of them and I've got a couple of them that are clients. So that dinner that you just said that you were doing, I'm going to work on doing a dinner with all my old Frito-Lay buddies because they have anywhere from $1.5 to $2.5 million each. And yep. So I'm working on that.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you a funny story about those leads. So we had a guy, this back in, I'll tell you when it was in 1995. And the reason I remember this was because we worked the Tennessee State Fair, had a brand new guy that was, we sent him out there and he was under Anthony Miller and he had just gone full time. The guy was at the state fair and he's whining, you know, sucking his thumb because he hadn't been doing any, you know, hadn't been making any money. He's sitting there at the cubicles and we call it the piranha pit, you know, where we had them all competing and all that. And Anthony goes by and says, dude, call those leads. So this guy picks the phone up, you know, I'm sure it was one of these, I'm sure you're not getting interested or nothing, whatever. So he goes and kind of find out he calls this woman and her three daughters and her dad had died and they owned a funeral graveyard. All right. And they had just received, they had $9 million in their checking account. Okay, 9 million. And so the reason I know this is because he comes back in and I'm like, all right, dude, I'm gonna go help you close this thing. All right, so we go close it. And the guy makes like, he made like 55,000, but I made 121,000. But the significance of that month is I closed my house, all right? Then, and I bought this other house and I sold my house for 110,000 and I got paid 121,000 that month. So I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. You know, make more than your house is worth off of one, you know, the big deal, but it was that kind of stuff. All right. And dude, you get all that stuff put in and then start calling, get your somebody to call for you and then start automating. You got 10,000 names. That's how many I have in my database is 10,000. Now I've got about almost 5,000 emails, but 10,000 names. So anyway, that's exciting. So you've been, how long have you been? So you came to the event in Nashville. What else is, so give me a couple ideas. I know you're getting that put in. What else are you doing?
Well, but I don't know that I have any ideas like some of these guys have on here, but I did hire, I've been through about 4 different office managers trying to get somebody to work out for me and they just haven't worked out. And I'm not a hardcore butt or whatever like that, but I think I've got one this time. She's going to start next Monday. And then back in the day, I did sit down back in 2009 and I had six engineers from Robins Air Force Base that sat down because I knew that there was a better way to do that with instead of a card box. So I got these engineers to sit down and try to design what you sales team, like a sales team pro. So I'm so grateful for you. And I know that I've got to work the system and catch up. So I'm
hey, keep plugging, dude. The first step is, you know, it recognizing that might be hard to work from that desk. So anyway, all right, very good. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. You know, I'm really, really excited, by the way. You know what? The event in Nashville, it was way beyond our expectations. Went to go with my wife, and my wife is a very organized, we're kind of opposites in that direction. Very organized, very. Yes, sir.
Where do you live?
Oh, I'm sorry. I live in Corona, California. My office is in Ontario.
Very good. All right. I know that. All right. I've flown in and out of there many times. So
awesome. I kind of get excited. So anyways, and my wife is very detail-oriented. And when you came out with the sales team, pro, she looked at it and says, Alfred, this is what you need. And I can't express it because I'm the person who keeps notes on pieces of paper and has a messy desk. And just the ability to put all the amount of detail you're able to put in there is just amazing. Now I actually, when I talk to my clients, I actually can appear that I actually remember all their children's names. Which is a big deal. So we really do like the automation. It's really helping our business out. It's making our business much easier, and it frees up more time for us to train our people because you're providing all the training anyways. And I just want to take advantage. I'm not here to reinvent the wheel. You've got the wheel going, and I want to really, really want to thank you for that. The event was just amazing. Really opened our eyes to the capabilities.
One idea that you're implementing right now that. Using Sales Team Pro or not, just what you're doing right now. What's your focus going into the end of the year?
The focus has been security for the last couple of years because I like securities. It comes more naturally. I life insurance is awesome. I do life insurance also, but you know the securities is something that really appeals to my wife and I. And putting everything together, for instance, I never realized how many email addresses I did not have. Which is crazy. So, you know, it's calling back now because we are using the systems, getting the emails out. We're getting call contacts from people who, for whatever reason over the years, don't answer their phone, right? We leave messages, we call them, we follow up on everyone. And now they're responding to the emails. So that's that in of itself, it's a big deal. And our focus is just to get out there and be in better contact with our clients, our existing clients, and getting referrals. We're now doing a better job at mining our market more effectively. You know, we got the kids.
And yes, something, sir. You know, I would encourage you, you know, I keep telling you about systems that make you money. Okay. Answer Connect for me has been doing that for 4 years. And it's, you know, it's an answer service. It's 24/7, or you can set it however you want to do it. And then they will take that you know, take that name and email address and phone number. And when they hit save and answer connect, Steve's tied it into Sales Team Pro. So it goes right to their contact. The contact's already in there. The email's already in there. It'll just be a note in there, or it'll create a new contact. And so you've got that. I use RingCentral. The reason I use RingCentral is it's got a lot of abilities that we ain't even gotten into. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, stuff that we just got to get to this point with Primerica. But RingCentral, you can upload your client base to RingCentral. Then when RingCentral, when it goes through RingCentral, if you wanted to deliver a Facebook ad to that client individually, you can do that just from their phone call. I mean, it's just, and so I've been using RingCentral for literally 7-8 years. So you take all these little things that you start putting together and you have systems to get things happening. I like your idea about getting the kids' names in there. That, you know, that's one extra touch that happens. But anyway, hey, I appreciate you coming down and we're gonna hear more from you. I'm glad you jumped out here so we know who you are. And we'll put you on one of the trainings and make things happen. Annie, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up?
I'm right here, Roy. I'm so excited. So yeah, I'm working a lot with the 401k opportunities. They've been keeping me very, very, very busy. But a lot has been going on.
Talk a little bit about what you're doing on 401k.
Well, I'm working with a lady that does corporations. And so she just hands it over to me. They're ready to go. They're doing full vested. They want the maximum to be put into a 401k. So because of all the research and stuff that I've been doing, I've been able to show the clients how they can benefit by putting maximum amount in there, you know? So I thought that there was no money in 401ks, but that's not true. I'm finding rollovers, I'm doing their lives, I'm doing, you know, their kids' accounts, I'm doing, you know, the 401ks for sure, you know, the employees. I have learned so much in the last 6 months than I think all the years in securities, you know?
Well, you know, yeah. I'll post something at you guys that a lot of times people don't realize they can put, you know, like if they're, you know, over 50, I think it's 26,000. Mike can confirm all this. Mm. But a lot of times I've run into people where they've got cash in the bank. And Yes. And then what they're doing is they're not, I told two of them, I said, look, just live off this cash and finish out and max out your 401k. You'll get a tax deduction on it. And, you know, put your maximum into your 401k. And a lot of times they think the max is, you know, 6% or something like that. It's dollars. And I know Mike can do that, but I've had several people do that. And what it does is you take somebody that's got 100 grand sitting there and then they're they put 20,000 in their 401k and they eliminate taxes. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. There is a big opportunity in solo case and also in group 401ks and the quality of the market, because they're business owners, they do have money in the bank and a lot, you know, and the trust, they just trust you, you know? So it's a different level of working with better kind of business owners, you know, it's like much easier, but the process is not easy, but I figure it out and I simplified it. So that when my agents who are getting licensed, they come in, they're going to come in and knowing what to do step by step.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, and you get your reps helping you do those, do follow up on those things. So,
for sure.
No, like, very good. It's good to hear from you. Hey, Mike, Cash. Hey, Mike, give us a couple ideas. Everybody's been bragging about what, you know, your training. And, you know, Ray, as I said, wants you to do some more. So give us a quick idea or two on how to get the 401k stuff.
Well, I trained on the solo 401k. I think that's.
I don't hear you, buddy. I like your.
Can you hear me or no? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike.
Okay, great. So I trained on the solo 401k.
Is it me?
Can you guys hear me?
Roy, I think it may be you. I can hear.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay. It was me. Sorry.
Right. So when I talked to Kristen and she asked me to train, I said I'd like to do a training on the solo 401k because I think it's the most underutilized asset out there. And anybody in Primerica who wants to put away more than what an IRA would be should have a solo 401k. So everybody in Primerica should be having one. And there's four strategies that I would say. Number one, if people are making enough money that they're maxing out their SEP, they should have a solo 401k, especially if they're 50 or over, because you could put an extra 6,500 in. So instead of putting 58,000, you could put 64,500 because of the catch up. You can also use the Roth feature if you choose, which you could put 26,000 in. And you can do a backdoor Roth IRA because you can consolidate everything into the 401k. So you don't have any simple IRAs. So you could do a backdoor Roth every year.
So let me ask you this. All right. So explain, the benefit of doing so you're over 50, you got a SEP. Okay. You're maxing out your SEP. You're saying if you do, I missed what you were saying on that.
All right. So the caveat is you can't have any employees that work more than 1,000 hours a year, which is 20 hours for 50 weeks. All right. But if you're maxing out your SEP, you could put 58,000 in, right? It's all pre-tax. And people say, well, I'm maxing it out anyway. Why would I want a solo 401k? Well, with a solo 401k, you get the catch-up, the $6,500 catch-up. So now you could put away 64,500 instead of 58,000. If you're making that much money, that's probably going to save you $2,000 or more in taxes. Right. And if you want to put money in a Roth, you could put 26,000 of that into a Roth if you choose. And then the other thing is, and they may take this away, that I know it's in a bill right now to be taken away, but if you have everything in a 401k and you don't have any IRAs, then you could do a backdoor Roth every year and put 7,000 in a non-deductible IRA and then convert it to a Roth.
Right.
And get that benefit too. So you can benefit there. That would be one strategy. People are making that much money. Secondly, it's for business owner and their spouses. So if you put your spouse on payroll for 26,000, they could put 26,000 away too. So now you're talking about 64,500 plus 26,000. It's all the same income if it goes to your spouse. Right. The one negative is you pay Social Security tax of 15%. But you know, you're getting 26,000. You wanna you could supercharge a Roth. Think about that. You could put, if you wanted to leave a big inheritance tax free, you could put 26,000 times two, 52,000 a year into a Roth for 10, 15 years. You're talking about millions of dollars, or you could save on the taxes. The third one would be, you know, just listen, I'm in that 100 to 300 range, right? I'm making, you know, in the 200s right now. But if you're in that range, like if you're an RVP with $100,000 self-employment income, you could only put 18,000 something in a SEP. That's what it comes out to. In a solo 401k, you could put away $44,000 plus. And you can use the Roth feature too, and you could do a backdoor. So last year I put over 60,000 in mine and I did a backdoor Roth IRA for myself. So I got that done. And if you're a part-timer, look, if you're a part-timer and you have $24,000 of net income, you could put away, if your net income after expenses is $24,000, you could put away over $22,000 into an individual 401k, of which you could put $19,500 into a Roth. Right. And if you choose, because your income is not that high, so you're not in a high tax bracket. And so you have all that option too. And, you know, and on top of that, if you want to put another 6,000 into a Roth IRA, you qualify. So you can actually put away more than what you're making
right
into the Roth. And if somebody was, you know, in young enough and they were like putting 19,500 away a year in a Roth for the next 40 years, it's about $8 million that would be tax-free. So I'm not saying everybody could do that, but there's so many ways to use it. And I've used it. I've been using it for 10 or 15 years for different clients. But from a Primerica standpoint, everybody in Primerica who wants to put away more than what they could do in a Roth should have an individual 401k. And the reason why I told Kristen I wanted to talk about it now was you need to establish it before year end to get it done, to be able to use the deferral portion, which is where all the benefits are. If you can establish it up to the due date of your tax return, but then you can only use the profit sharing part for that initial year, which would be you know, the same as a SEP. So I will tell you, I've used it. I've helped clients. I've had clients accumulate millions of dollars in it. And when I talk to their accounts are always, I didn't know you could do this. So if you master that and you get in front of people, I'm telling you, you could do some great things.
I mean, the 401k, I mean, you got people, they think 6% is their number. That's the typical, that's what they think when they're in there. And a lot of them could, you know, they get two incomes. They could fully fund these things and knock out, you know, just put 26,000 in and take your standard deduction. There's another 26,000. So they got 60 grand to start with. They don't pay, they've eliminated just right off the bat before they even get deeper in it. So what we're going to do, guys, Mike, thank you. We're going to have more. I talked to Ray, and maybe we may do this in January. Maybe kickoff will have part of it is, cranking up some of this business that's sitting in small businesses. So, hey, great job. I'm going to call on Anthony Miller. Are you there? Where's Anthony?
Hey, we're here, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I was talking about you, your story, right?
What's that? Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was he was about ready to quit, you know, had a negative spouse and we had one of them talks, and I was like, well, what have you been doing? Why don't you go up there and call those leads? And became the largest transaction in the history of Primerica at the time.
Yep, $9 million. That was good. So what's going on? What do you got happening for this coming year?
Oh, man, I'm just, you know, the conference was really good for me. I mean, been so long since I've been to something like that, and it's been 2 years since I've been to Nashville. So just getting to see everybody and having the camaraderie and getting to meet a lot of people on here that, you know, you see their faces on the computer, but getting to meet them and get to know them was pretty cool. And so I actually got motivated to come back and start working a little bit. I'm just trying to start simple. You know, I'm trying to get my database in order, of course. And what I've done is committed myself to like making 10 calls a day, to get update my database, and then, you know, pick up one new contact a day. And I know from just building that habit, I know eventually I'll have it up to where I want it, to where I want it to be doing, you know, at least probably 100 contacts a week and, you know, 15 or 20 new business contacts. So I've really been focusing on that, trying to get out into the community, do different things, and just get my name known, let them know where my office is, you know, what kind of work they do, that kind of thing. So just, for the new year.
When you first get back moving, I mean, I went for a number of years where I went through, got divorced, and next thing you know, I'm like not working. And this was like 15, gosh, long time ago. Anyway, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go to the office 2 hours, 2 days a week. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I had been working, and I did that. And the next thing you know, I get in there and something would happen. And before I know it, I was in there 3 hours. And that's when I really started working my 2 day a week program. I said, you know what, I'm going to work my 2 days a week, and anybody can work 2 days a week. I used to do Tuesday, Thursday. Now I do Monday, Tuesday. But the point being is I wanted to get that done. And all it is a habit of getting started. That's the key to it. It's a good deal. Hey, Ed Randall, you still around here? I still see Ed on here.
I am. Good to see you, Roy. How are you, man?
Good, man. I'm good. You're the closer. You got 2 minutes.
I don't need 2 minutes to say, hey, how great everything is and how much I appreciate all the work you put in to help so many people. You know, my job these days at my age, Roy, is take care of my family, my personal family, and we've spent a lot of time here recently doing that. This is a good time to think about it this week. And our extended family, which is 3,000 licensed reps, 150 RVPs. We spend most of our time working with them, trying to help them figure out everything from your original STP, which was the start of the system, thinking about systems outside of Primerica, LFIC. Now we got B-Dollar Smart. And I know all of us are kind of checking that out. And of course, the old Primerica. So, you know, you got some great tools to work with, but a lot of RVPs are kind of confused about how to go about putting this all together. And we're just so appreciative that we got leadership like you kind of showing us the way. Okay. Take care of yourself, pal. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Hey guys, happy Thanksgiving. And we will be clubhousing, correct, Josh, on Friday.
Yeah, we'll be live Friday. We're talking about how to crush it through the holidays. So it's funny you're talking about that. That's going to be the topic this Friday. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so Josh will be, we're live Friday and live Sunday, and we got it going. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. See you later.